Now, as you join me today, I am at the East Coast Family Resource Centre in Laytown, and I am joined by Devon Donoghue, who is 12, and Keane Kennedy, 14 years old. Hello, boys. How are you?
Hello.
Devon, tell me about what you're doing here, because we spoke to Christy a couple of weeks ago on Near FM about the project here, Give Teenagers a Voice. So tell me about some of the things you do here.
Today we're doing graffiti art about like this area, and like it's just a place to like come here and like spend time with your friends and like people maybe that you know that you can invite down here to see. And there's like camps going on like every week or two, and it's just like a good place because they like might do bacon, or they might like cook stuff, they might cook pizzas, so it's just a good place to like go with your friends.
Could you have pictured what your summer would have been like if this wasn't here?
I said I'd be going like, to the beach every day. I'd maybe go swimming with my friends, try and like go other places, maybe go like, down to Betty's Town, go to the shop, come back down, go for like cycle on my bike with my friends.
So you would have been spending the day trying to fill the day rather than where this does it for you. Keane, you're 14. You're that bit older. Now, when we came in here today, there's a fabulous piece of graffiti art, which is almost completed, I think. And by the way, it will be up on the Near FM website, so you will be able to see that. We will post it along with this interview. But tell us something about that, Keane, because everybody in the whole world knows about the bridge in Laytown.
So when you come into Laytown, it's kind of a landmark.
It is, yeah.
The area, everybody knows about it.
And tell me about it. You know, the whole thing of constructing it, how it was drawn, the painting of it, the whole lot of that.
So a graffiti artist came around and he helped us. He kind of drew an outline and we filled it in with spray paint and we made the piece.
Now, you're in second year, is it, in school? So tell me again about, you know, when you were told on, I think it was a Friday, Leo Varadkar said, schools, creches, colleges and everything will close the senior at 6 o'clock. Did it register with you what lockdown meant and what no school meant?
No, I didn't know what they were on about, to be honest. I just knew the coronavirus kicking off in China at the time, but I didn't know it was in Ireland. And then when they told us, I was a bit shocked.
And did it re-register with you or with any of your classmates? Like,
no.
What are we going to do for the next?
At the time, we were very happy because we were getting off school. But then after a while, we kind of missed that.
You got bored.
Yeah.
And you were doing remote learning through Zoom and that as well, were you, up until the summer holidays?
Yeah.
And same question as I asked Devon Keane. The difference this has made now in being able to fill your days by using this project, did you find it valuable?
Yeah, definitely, because when we just always try to fill in the time, we get really bored every day we go out, so it's good to come here sometimes.
And outside of your mates in school now, and we'll say cousins and relations and people like that, have you made new friends as a result of this?
Yeah, I did.
And you're going to keep coming back to this, to the centre and to the project, yeah?
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I am delighted to say that I am also joined by Victoria O'Donoghue. Victoria, a youth worker here at the project, and she is a youth worker with Crown, which is, for those of you who are not fluent in Irish, means it's Irish for a tree. It is an extremely impressive project, Victoria, I have to say that, and well done to you, to Christy, and to everybody that's involved. But this is... While you're the one sitting here in front of me answering the questions, this is not a solo operation. Like, this has to be
a
team effort.
It is a team effort, and it's everyone on the same page for the youths of the area, because we know through the pandemic how hard it's hit us as adults. So we're trying to think of them as youth, as young people around the area with nothing to do, having been told to go into lockdown. It was very, very tough for them. So we had to find a new way of reaching out to them. So it was a lot of, they were doing remote learning in school. We also had to think outside the box here. How are we going to engage with the children? So through our Facebook page, we would have put up our daily routines for them, mental health helplines, little routines, structure in the life, just to kind of keep the last 6 months some sort of normality for the young people of the area.
Now, I presume it goes without saying, because of your location, that you're in between Drogheda and Dublin.
Yes.
You're Balbriggan.
Yes.
It is a place where people want to live. So I would imagine that the natural follow-on from that is that you have a very, very large youth population in the area here.
At the start, when we were in lockdown, it was absolutely fine with our own youths. But then when we started to break down lockdown a little bit, you know, and started letting out, we would have had Drogheda youths and Bergen youths come to us, come under the bridge or get off the train station or come on the bikes and congregate around the area, you know. And it was just, it was hard to see it because the antisocial behaviour would start then, mm-hmm. when they'd all congregate, because they weren't just the youths of the Leytown Bettistown area, they were the youths of Bergen and Drogheda. So that was a little bit harder when they would come out and they'd all congregate and there could be a little bit of trouble. But our own youths here, seeing them was hard enough to see them go through lockdown, and then with other lads coming out, it was just like kind of...
But I mean, I would imagine that the young, we'll say the population under... Now, I know the lads here are much younger, and your age group doesn't that you care for doesn't go up to that, but I would just take 20. I would imagine the population of people under 20 between Leytown and Bettistown must be very big now.
It's very, very high, so it is very, very, very high. And the more houses, as you see yourself today, is becoming so built up, and I'm working out at a family resource centre, which is hard to, with the social distance restrictions, I can only have 4 in a room at one time, you know, so it's, and that's why I'm trying to do everything outside. You know, if you can just get it and do as much as we can with the youths outside, weather permitting, it's you know, it's something for them to come.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, Victoria, because it's Ireland, so that
I know.
That weather permitting is a crucial part of it.
Definitely.
Tell me this. You being experienced in the field, and something I asked the lads there, and I mean, well, yeah, sure, it was great crack when Leo said there's no more school, and then we got bored of it. But you, with your training and your professional, and in your profession and with your professionalism, I would imagine the minute you heard that announcement, the alarm bells went off in your head.
110%. As I said, probably the Tuesday or the Wednesday, we were prepped that this might be happening. This might be happening. It was like, God almighty, seriously. And we were thinking like, oh, okay, for 6 weeks. So then we had to get our thinking caps on and completely think outside the box, because we still had to engage with the youths, with the after schools. I work with after schools, and we still had to engage with them. So I put out the programmes, like, you know, to help the parents do the homework with the children. I'd set the one-to-one, the live little Zoom classes if they needed help to engage the youths via Zoom. Would it be text message? Would it be through Facebook, you know? So, yeah, very much so thinking and being 5 steps ahead of the previous day.
And the other thing about that, Victoria, is, and it's something we touched on earlier before we started this chat, you had no blueprint, because this never happened before. Anything even remotely close to this never happened before, not around here. I mean, you had, excuse me, there was aspects of it, we'll say maybe around the border years ago with the foot and mouth and all that. But I mean, a total country going into lockdown and the knock-on problems. And like, you just didn't have a blueprint on how to deal with teenagers.
I didn't, but I have to say the support I got from Cron, as a company, and my managers, my co-workers, the support that we were able to meet through our Zooms, and then they would say any problems that we needed to help with, you know, and no problem was too small for them, that they would come and we would do weekly Zoom meetings, and then that would big us up then for ideas for the next week, because we'd all meet together, we'd all be on the one page, and what are we going to do this week, so we all get our ideas off one another. So it was great to have that support from...
And an interesting thing now that just comes to mind, Victoria, when we're chatting is, you know, in so-called normal times, you could set up a project like this and you might struggle maybe to get recruits for it.
Yes.
Did you find that when Christy set up this Give Teenagers a Voice, a project, and the ancillary things that are running along with it, that the kids have been sort of under lock and key for so long that they were coming in their droves that you had no problem getting recruits?
I have to say, a bit kind of standoffish, but it's getting out there, it's getting to know them, you know, because other youths down in Bettistown, I wouldn't know them as well as you with these youths, so it's a little bit harder to engage them. But the youths that I know and that have sold their programme to the workshop, yeah, definitely, they were 110% on board.
And one thing before I let you go, Victoria, having had the experience now of the last we may as well call it 6 months. But what have you picked up from that? What grains of knowledge and wisdom and experience,
yeah,
that irrespective of what happens, that you're going to keep and reuse in the future?
And just don't take life for granted, you know, and stay engaged and chat to people and put down, like, because we've used social media so much, we've had to connect through our phones and that, put them all down, and when we get back, please God, to any sort of normality, have them days out. You know, we missed doing all camps this year, we used to go away, have them days out with your family, put down your phone and engage.
And use time more wisely, maybe?
Definitely, definitely.
Victoria O'Donoghue, Cian Kennedy and Devon O'Donoghue, thanks so much for joining us on Your FM today, folks. Really appreciate it. And thanks for your time here, by the way.
Thank you.